Welcome to Freelance Gems, a podcast designed to help you make your service-based business a whole lot less work and a whole lot more fun. Hello, everybody. Today we're talking about how to build your one-page marketing plan. And we're going to literally build it together on this episode. I'm going through every step and every question to ask yourself. So please get out a pen and paper or whatever digital note-taking thingy you want to use, because the whole point that makes this thing work so well is that it's all on one page and then it's in your face every day. So you're going to need that ready before we get into the episode. Now, before I begin, I want to definitely give credit to the book, The One Page Marketing Plan, because this is entirely where this idea is from. The only thing that I've added is more structure to it with my own questions and prompts, because one thing you'll find if you read that book is that there's a whole beautiful chapter on each part of your marketing plan, but at the end, there's just a bunch of blank lines for each category. And it doesn't really break it down further into which questions are most important to ask and which prompts are most important to fill out. So that's what I've done here to make it even easier for you, even though the book has done a fantastic job, and I highly recommend reading it after this podcast if you want to learn more about this marketing style. So if you know the struggle of being that person who's said, I'm going to get control of my marketing, I'm going to finally write my marketing plan, and you've maybe even written one, and it's been super detailed, you went all the way to town with it, and then you never looked at it again, I feel you. I've done this so many times, which is why I was so excited when I read this book, because if you can fit everything onto a page, it makes it so much less overwhelming, so much simpler, and most importantly, it stays in your face every day. So that's what we're going to be building today, a simple one-page marketing plan. Also, if you're a fan of Notion and you use that for your planning, I actually created a one-page marketing plan template, which you can grab in description. All right, so before I get started, I want to make it clear that this marketing plan is broken into three stages of your customer's journey, and within each of those stages, there are three main questions to answer in each one. So essentially, it's a 9-part plan. The first stage is the before stage. This is when the people you're talking to are basically just strangers. They don't know you, you don't know them yet, personally at least. So the three questions we're asking here are, who are you talking to? What do you want to teach them? And how will you reach them? So first off, make a little section, also known as your target market. Now this is where you're going to want to get as specific as you can with their demographics and psychographics. What are they struggling with? What do they want? And what do they need? Often these are two different things. So for example, you might want more clients, but what you need is a better website to get there, or maybe a better marketing plan, but you might not necessarily be searching for that online. So that's why it's important to know and use the language of what your people want, often more than what they need. So for example here, my target market is female service providers like social media managers, bookkeepers, virtual assistants, OBMs, copywriters, and coaches in their 20s and early 30s. I don't really care about the age that much, but I just chose that because I feel like that's who I can speak to the most as someone who's in my 20s. Now, it definitely helps when you fit into your own target market, and that was a huge part of why I chose my niche. But if you're super connected to a totally different group of people, or you have something else in common with another group, by all means, take some time to do some soul searching and figure out who the heck you actually want to work with. Just remember that when you're choosing your niche, you're gonna be hanging out with these people a lot, especially as a service provider, so make sure you actually enjoy their company. All right, so now that you've completed the section for your target market, the big question to be thinking about is, what can you offer these people that's fulfilling their wants in a unique way? So the three parts to think about when you're writing down your message to your target market is your unique selling point, so why they should buy your services over your competitors, your elevator pitch, which is how you explain what you do in a way that's short, simple, and compelling to anybody listening, and finally your offer, which is ideally the main thing you want to offer. Even if you offer multiple things, I would focus on your favorite service. You're getting into the nitty-gritty about why you're the best person to do the job, what you're actually offering them, and what makes your packages so unique. This will make it easy when you're writing sales page copy or even doing social captions, so that you know what the heck your actual message is to your target market. The last part of the before stage, aka the stranger stage, is your plan for which platforms and channels you'll actually use to reach the people you're trying to help. So the book recommends at least 5 ways to reach people, and if you're panicking right now, you don't have to do exactly 5, but the key is just repurposing and understanding that not all of these ways to reach your people will require the same amount of work or need to happen as often. So my plan is to personally start from this podcast, repurpose that into a blog, and then create micro content around that week's topic on Instagram and Pinterest. And then also use paid campaigns quarterly and monthly to boost my organic efforts. So the main thing here is to focus on one long form content platform to start with, repurpose that into a short term channel like Instagram or Pinterest, and also don't sleep on paid efforts because they can give a serious boost to your content strategy. So for this stage, you're essentially just writing down maybe podcast, blog, Instagram, Pinterest, or whatever that is. So now that we've completed the before stage, we're starting the next category, and it is the during category, aka when people have turned into stalkers after being strangers. So maybe they're following you on Instagram, or they're creeping on your Pinterest, or listening to your podcast, anything like that. So in this stage, people have already raised their hand that they're interested in what you have to offer, or at least they're about to, whether it's by listening to your podcast or following your Instagram account. This is where the relationship building is going to happen, which is exactly what you need to sell higher ticket investments like services. So the first part of this stage is your lead capture system, which is how you'll actually get people to sign up to your email list, which is the golden goose of content marketing. So first, what will your lead magnet be? What free resource would be super valuable to your target market and be the first step in their journey of working with you? This is the place to write that down. Also, how will you get traffic to this lead magnet? This is a great place to use ads because you're offering something for free, so people don't need to be warmed up to you necessarily before opting in. Also, write here what email marketing platform you're going to use. I use Flowdesk, which I love, and I'll have a link for in the description so you can get 50% off your whole year if you want to try it out. But choose whichever platform feels best to you because you're going to be using it a lot if you're taking advantage of your email list, which you should. Now the next question to answer, and the next little section to do your bullet points under, is how you'll give value to the people who signed up to be in your ecosystem. So whether it's even on your email list or just people who decided to follow you, write out what you'll do daily, weekly, monthly, and quarterly to offer value and give as much as possible so that when you do sell, it won't feel sleazy. This is also the spot where I realized that marketing doesn't actually have to be torture, and there's not actually that much that has to be done every single day. So now that you've written out the first 2 sections of the daring stage, we're finishing up with the last one, which is your actual. So here is where you're gonna write how you're gonna earn people's trust so they'll even feel ready to buy, how you're going to remove any risk for them, and what your pricing options will be, as well as what will inspire someone to actually buy. So this is where you're thinking about essentially what goes into your sales page. So inspiring trust, maybe that's with testimonials or reviews. Removing risk might be a money-back guarantee for a course or something. Or maybe having them start with a smaller package so that they don't have to go right into the huge one. Your pricing options are also part of that. And what will actually inspire someone to buy is another great thing to think about, because often we wait until, you know, doors are about to close or the sale's about to end. And so it's important to factor those marketing methods into your sales plan. But that is it for the during section, and we're gonna move on to after, which is actually not the end of your marketing plan at all. All right, so now we are in the after section, which is the last stage, and it's what happens after someone buys from you, because your marketing plan doesn't end here. So this is when people are actually clients or customers if you have a product. So the first section to think about is how will you deliver a world-class experience? So ask yourself, how will you create a memorable, easy, and smooth experience? Some things I've done include automating my onboarding process, using a project management tool so everyone knows what's going on, and sending client gifts after working together. Think about how you can make their experience enjoyable and take away any potential headaches that you have control over. What systems can you create to make things go smoother, and what can you innovate to make it more memorable? Also, your offboarding process is important here, so people don't feel rushed out the door or feel like you just kind of dropped off at the end, but this will be a bigger part of the last stage. If you have the means to work with another service provider or already have, think about what made your experience enjoyable with them and apply that to your own processes. All right, next section. Once someone's done working with you once, how can you increase their customer lifetime value? So for a template shop like mine, I offer upsells like a template restyle if someone wants a more hands-off experience. You could offer something like a social media audit that could transition into a full-service social media management package, so you're actually helping people take the steps that you recommended. Anything like that is a great way to increase customer lifetime value. All right, last section of the last category. How can you create more referrals for your business? For my template shop, my affiliate program and the gifting campaigns that I keep putting off are the big thing for me. But for service-based work, referral partnerships are great, and also just reaching out to clients post-working together. Whether you send out an automated email a month and maybe 3 months after, or you send a little gift shortly after working together, or maybe you set up a referral incentive program so they'll get money every time they help you book a new client. There's all sorts of things like that you can do to get more referrals, and this is a really overlooked way to get more clients. That's it. You've literally just written your whole marketing plan, so give yourself a pat on the back because that's not easy to do. And make sure you stick that thing where you can see it. Please, God, if there's nothing else you take away from this, is if you write something down, keep it where you can see it, because that's what makes this actually work. So if you've been following along and creating this on paper, you're probably already done. But if not, you can grab my Notion template in the description. And also, if you have time, definitely read the One Page Marketing Plan book by Alan Dibbs to get a ton more context behind each one of these stages. All right, that's it for today. I'll talk to you next Wednesday.